watch without eating meat.
Base 7, 16th of May, Rabbi Shimon Gurovitz, eating milchik on Shavuos night.
I think there's a fairly common minhag,
which I have as well, that one eats milchiks on the evenings of Shavuos, and the fleishiks one leaves to the days of Shavuos. So you have milch kesudas at night, and fleish kesudas by day. Now there seems to be a problem with this minhag that I'd like to discuss today. The Gemara says as follows: Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Ayin Aleph, "Vayisach someach." Points out the Gemara that those words are superfluous. It already says v'samachta b'chagecho. So v'yisach someach of superkro yisederu, as Rashi says, the rabbi is lele yom tov ha'achron l'simcha. That the chayv l'simcha on yom tov is not only relevant to the days, it's also relevant to the leil yom tov achron. Leil yom tov achron. And Tosfos immediately points out it's not only leil yom tov achron. Hu adin leleilois acherus. In other words, the Chayv HaSimcha is not only relevant to the days of Yom Tov, the Chayv HaSimcha is also relevant to the evenings of Yom Tov as well. So we have a Chayv HaSimcha both in the evening and in the morning. Now how's one Mekayim Chayv HaSimcha? So the Gemara tells us later on in Daf Kuf Tes, so this man, Shebeis HaMikdosh HaYokayim, they will Mekayim it with Bosa Kodshim. Ein Simcha Elecha Bosa, Shenema Vezavachta Shlomo Vachalta Shom, Vesamachta Lefnei Hashem Alekech. Ve'achshov, nowadays She'im Beis HaMikdosh Kayim, we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh. So how we Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha Bizman Hazeh? Says the Gemara, Ein Simcha Ela B'yayim. The Gemara says that the Chayv HaSimcha is with wine. So working with the Gemara, we don't seem to have a problem. We have a Chayv HaSimcha in the evenings as well. But there's nothing, as long as you have wine, you're mekayim your chiyuv. You can have a milch kesuda. The problem is, if one looks in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yom Tov, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam says, "Bizman hazeh ein simcha ela bebosa, ein simcha ela beyayin." The Rambam paskens that not only do you need wine to be mekayim your mitzvah simcha, you need bosa as well to be mekayim your mitzvahs simcha. Yeah, you can have wine at Kiddush, that's fine. Yeah. The two, depends how much you have to have, whether the mashu is enough or whether you need a revius, there's different shifts in the poskim. The two, in Erechayim, in Sikhok of Kaftes, is exactly the same thing, that the Chayv HaSimcha is not only with Yayin, it's with Bosa as well. And the Beis Yosef actually asks, you look at the Gemara, it only says, Yayin, it doesn't say Bosa. The Yamshel Shloime, the Marshal, in Beya, says, of course you need Bosa. We see in Bizman HaMikdash Kayim that they were Mekayim with Bosa Kodshim. Nowadays, we don't have Bosa Kodshim, you need wine as well. That's what the Gemara means. But of course you need Bosa, and this is the way that the Rambam learnt the Gemara. In fact, the Bi'alocha says that Bizman HaZem Mitzvah Lechoil Bosa. Chofetz Chaim says, there's a mitzvah to eat Bosa. So we have seemingly a problem with our minhag. We've learned in the Gemara that the Chayv HaSimcha is not only relevant to the days of Pesach, it's also relevant to the evenings of Pesach. And how's one Mekayim one's Chayv HaSimcha? The Rambam tells us, and the Bi'alocha says, that's how one should conduct oneself with Bosa, the Yayin. So how on earth can we sit there Shavuos by night and only have a Milchika meal? This is the problem that we're faced with. Now, Lechura is a very, very simple solution to this whole question. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara carries on and discusses Leil Yom Tov Rishon. We've learnt already that the Chayv HaSimcha is relevant to the nights of Yom Tov. But the Gemara points out that although Ach Someach is a superfluous Pasuk Akro Yisera, which comes to be Marba, which comes to include more than I would have learnt from the Pshutish HaMikra, but Ach is always a mute. Ach always comes to exclude something. So says the Gemara that although the pasuk comes to include the nights of Yom Tov as well as the days, but Ach comes to Yomayet Leil Yom Tov Rish. Ach comes to exclude the first night of Yom Tov. The Gemara explains why that night is the one that we exclude from all the nights, because it's not preceded by Simcha, because Erev Yom Tov is a Yom Chol. Shavuos
is only one night.
Only has one night. I mean, we keep 2 days, but that's only because the Sofik Yom Tov Rish and Shavuos is only one night. So therefore, seemingly, we've resolved the problem. Shavuos is Leil Yom Tov Rish. Leil Yom Tov Rish is Mamuot from Mitzvah Simcha, Kidichsev Ach, Ach Someach, and therefore there's no problem having a Milchik Asuda on the night of Shavuos. It doesn't seem to be so straightforward. The Mogen Avraham, the Simtovkov Memvov Sivkot and Dalet, discusses getting married on Erev Yom Tov. Can you get married on Erev Yom Tov? Says the Mogen Avraham, no. You mustn't get married on Erev Yom Tov, because when you get married on Erev Yom Tov, when will you make your wedding feast? Your Ikasud. Your Ikasud is going to be that evening. And he says that in the evening you got a chayvas simcha. And ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, you can't mix two simchas. Therefore the Mogen Avraham says, don't get married there of Yom Tov, because you're going to run into a problem of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. You're going to end up making your wedding feast on the night of Yom Tov, and ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. Now the difficulty is straightforward. If you get married there of Yom Tov, when's your wedding feast going to be? Leil Yom Tov Rishon. And Leil Yom Tov Rishon, we've just heard from the Gemara, there's no chayvus simcha. So why does the Mogen Avraham object to us getting married on Erev Yom Tov? That's one problem.
Fridays.
Yeah, but that's not Simcha, that's Shabbos. Shabbos no chayv simcha. Karos al Shabbos oydik, but there's no mitzvah simcha on Shabbos. So that wouldn't be a problem. That wouldn't be a problem. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Ches on the base, discussing drinking dalat kosos, says the Gemara as follows. Says in Moshosom b'vasachas, if you take the dalat kosos, instead of drinking one at the beginning, one at the end of Magid, one Shas Bech Samozim, or after Bech Samozim, one after Halo, Shas Vasach, you sat and you decided, I'm going to have all four in one go. Says the Gemara, Yideyayin Yotza, Yidey Arba Koises Lo Yotza. You've been Yotza, your obligation to have wine, you haven't been Yotza, your obligation to have Dalet Koises. Now what does it mean, Yideyayin Yotza? Says Rashi, Rashbam, and Tosfos, all those learn the same way. Yideyayin Yotza, you've been Yotza your mitzvahs, simchas, Yom Tov. So if you have the four koises, one after the other, Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Enochanami, you're not Yotza mitzvah tal koises, which has to be Al Seder, but you've been Yotza your mitzvahs, simchas, Yom Tov. Now a minute. Seder night is always which night of Yom Tov? It's always Leil Yom Tov Rishon. And we learned that Leil Yom Tov Rishon, there's no chayves simchas. So what does the Gemara mean? That Yideyayin Yotza. This is once again a problem, besides from the problem we've already posed from the Mogen Avraham. The Rishonim, the way they learn Pshat in the Gemara, in Pesachim Nachkuf Ches on the base, seems to indicate that it's a Simcha on Leil Yom Tov Rishon. There's a Rif in Brochus, in Daf Yud Amud Aleph and Daf Rif. The Rif says as follows. The Rif is discussing Le'aleinu Avelus. He says that we paskin that the first day of Avelus is a Deraisa. So it says, what according to the shittas that say that the yoim is toifus laila, that means that the following night belongs to the first day, and the derais extends to the night that follows the day that Rachmon Islam Maisle Mace, is then he says, what would happen if Maisle Mace Erev Yom Tov? What would be the halacha? So he says as follows. He says that you can conduct yourself and be Yotze Mitzvah Simcha on the first night of Yom Tov, because Simchas Yom Tov is Aseda Rabin, and Avelis is an Aseda Yochid. Avelis is only his personal obligation. Simcha is an obligation which extends across all of Klal Yisrael. V'osa Aseda Rabin, v'docha Aseda Yom Tov, the Yochid. Aseda Rabin is Madchad Aseda of Yochid. So Shak Sari already asked Simcha Samaches, what's going on over here? We're discussing Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Leil Yom Tov Rishon, there's no mitzvah simcha. How can the Rift start telling you that you can have possible yain and conduct yourself with the various hanhogas of Simcha, because also Aseid HaRabim, Adoch Aseid HaYochid, there's no Aseid HaRabim at all on Leil Yom Tov Rishon. And the Shag Sari leaves the Rif B'Tzorich here. So the Achreinim, almost Bepeh Echad, all say exactly the same answer to the various questions that we posed. Reb Chaim, Reb Chaim Briska, the Chazon Ish, Menachas Baruch, Emek Brocha, they all take the same line, and they explain as follows. They say that when we are mamayit, the first night from Simcha, what we mean to say is that bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, you weren't obligated to be makriv a korban on erev Yom Tov in order to be yotzer the mitzvah Simcha with basar kodshim. As we've learned, bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim, the way they were makayim mitzvah Simcha was with basar kodshim, which meant that a korban had to be brought to facilitate that. Where we're dealing with a night which is preceded with a Yom Choyl, where there's not going to be Zvicha B'Shah Simcha, where the Hakrova is not going to be at the time when there is already a Choyl Simcha, there's no obligation to do so. So the first night is Nismayit. The first night is excluded from the obligation which is personal to the Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim of being Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha B'Basar Kodshim. But of course, to Mekayim Simcha B'Basar V'Yayin is relevant even on the first night of Pesach. It's not excluded from Mitzvah Simcha in its entirety. It's only excluded from the Kiyum Zman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim of the Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha with Basar Kodshim. Which means that we have a Chayv, a Simcha by night, even the first night Basar V'Yayin, and therefore the Rashbam and Tosfos say later on that Yidei Yayin Yotzei Yotzei Mitzvah Simcha with wine on the first night of Sukkot. And the Mogen Avraham says you can't get married on Erev Yom Tov, and the Rif says Osa Aseid the Rabbi Medocha Aseid the Yochid, you mekayim the mitzvah Simcha if meisle aleinu b'Erev Yom Tov. That's what they all say, and then therefore we're left again with a problem. How can we have our milchka meals on Shavuot night? There's a chayv Simcha. In fact, the Mooncatcher, the Sefer Darkei Tshuva in Hilchos Bosav Cholov, discussing over there, differentiating between milk and meat, etc., etc., and Suda. So in brackets, all of a sudden, he goes off on a tangent. And he says, once we're discussing this sort of thing, I'd like to discuss this minig of having milchiks on the night of Shavuos. He has a long arichas, he builds up that the mitzvah simcha is only basar v'yayin, and therefore he finishes off and he says as follows. Nochin nafona yoisa. What is far more correct, he says, is the minik shekibalti merabayseh merabayseh hakadoshim, the minik that I've received from my rebbes and from my forefathers, not to eat milchke meals at night, to have milchiks, take a vachat tefillah straight after shachris, b'shas hakidush rabba, b'shas kiddush, without any bread at all, make a broch achreina, wait an hour or more, he says, and then you can have sudas shachris, babos of the yayin, and this is the way you yotze the kuli alma, he says. You have fleishiks by night, fleishiks by day, and when you yotze your mitzvahs, your minig to have milchiks on Shavuos, b'shas kiddusha, rather straight after davening, Shavuos morning. V'zeh ha-minig ha-muvcha, u'v'zeh yotze yidei chayvosa the kuli alma. And this is the better way of doing things, and you yotze this way the kuli alma. Now we've got to try and be meyashev, the minig, which is, I think, Nofutz and Klal Yisrael, to have milchiks on the nights of Shavuos. I'd like to quote another Gemara, which also poses a difficulty with Mitzvah Simcha. The Gemara discusses as follows. How does one conduct one's Yom Tov? Machlokes Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Elazar says as follows. A person has a choice how to conduct his Yom Tov. He can either eat and drink all day, or he can sit and learn all day. Rabbi Yeshua Oima, we pass the night Rabbi Yeshua, Chalkeyu, Chetzia la'achila, Ushtzia, Bechetzia la'beis ha'medr. Split it half-half, Chatzia la'chem, Bechetzia la'shem. And the Gemara goes on and says, they both utilize the same psukim to rise at their conclusion. One Pasuk says Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem. Other Pasuk says Atzeres Lashem Alikecha. Rebbe Lezer says we're being given a choice, either Lachem or Lashem. And Rebbe Yeshua says no. What the Torah is trying to teach us is half, half. Gemara carries on and says, Ma Brei de Ravina, Kula Shata B'Yosef B'Tanisa. Ma Brei de Ravina used to fast right throughout the year, except for 3 days. Shavuos he didn't fast, Purim he didn't fast, and Erev Yom Kippur he didn't fast. Shavuos he didn't fast because Yom Shnitten B'Torah. Itself needs an explanation, but it's not the time for that now. Purim he didn't fast because it says, Mishter B'Simcha. And Erev Yom Kippur didn't fast because it says Kol Oichel V'Shoisa on Erev Yom Kippurim Mala Lo V'Kosov Kid Misala Chi V'Asili. But otherwise he fasted throughout the year. Says the Balamoy, the Ma'abrei de Ravina held like Rabbi Elazar. Seems he fasted Pesach, he fasted Sukkot. How do you so? Says the Balamoy, Ma'abrei de Ravina Paschal night Rabbi Elazar. It tells us Oikulei LaHashem, Oikulei LaChem, and Ma'abrei de Ravina chose to conduct his Yomim Tovim. Kuloi Lashem, and therefore he fasted. So it appears that according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. Oy Kuloi Lashem, Oy Kuloi Lachem. Shulti Kippurim says according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. Prima Godim says according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to fast on Yom Tov. Pardon? That's by night. That's by night. We're speaking about fasting by day. Now, the problem is as follows. On Yom Tov, besides for the Pesukim, there's another Pesuk. V'samachta b'chagecha. And v'samachta, let's speak about v'samachta b'chagecha. It's also, v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta b'chagecha obligates us to what? How are you making v'samachta b'chagecha? Ein simcha l'bosa v'yayin. Now v'samachta b'chagecha is a separate chiyuv. Atzeres tia lachem, atzeres l'ashem l'kecha, those Pesukim are written in relevance to Yom Tov, not in relevance to Chol HaMoed. The Samachta b'chagecha applies to Chol HaMoed as well. The Mishnah says, "Ahalav Simcha Shmoina." It's a different chiyuv. It's a different obligation. Atzeres tia lachem and atzeres Hashem l'kecha only referring to the days of Yom Tov, as the Rambam says. There's no ribui to be made the leilois as well. They're referring to the days. Mitzvah Simcha is relevant both to the days and to the nights. A different chiyuv. And the Samachta obligates you to have Basav Yayin. So the question we've got to ask ourselves is, how can Rabbi Elazar give us a license to fast on Yom Tov because it says Atzeres Lashem Elikecha? What happens to the obligation of the Samachta B'Chagecha? Samachta B'Chagecha have to be mekayim with Basav Yayin. Masha asks the question. The Masha says as follows. Masha says, I be Yom Tov Nami Ksiv V'Samachta B'Chagecha. So how can you fast according to Rabbi Elazar? He says as follows. Hainu De'efshet, De'kule La'Hashem, B'Simchas Limud HaTorah M'Sameach B'Leiv. He says there's two ways of being Mekayim, Mitzvahs, Simcha. If you learn, Pikudei Hashem Yishorim M'Samchei Leiv. If you eat, what's M'Sameach Zalei? Bosa V'Yayim. So he says, Hod Omer Gabi Yom Tov, Simcha L'Mavosa. That it says in Simcha L'Mavosa, is Ein Simchas Lochem El Abbas. If you choose the Lochem track, then Bos of a Yayin. But there's another way of being Mekayim Mitzvah Simcha. By sitting and learning, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Mesam Chelev. I'd like to discuss the Masha in light of a Ramo in Darkei Moshe. The Ramo speaks and says as follows. We, of course, conduct ourselves like Rabbi Yeshua, Chatzi Lochem, and Chatzi Lashem. But says the Ramo, what happens in a Chatzimtza where you can't be Mekayim Chatzi Lochem? For example, the Tanis Chaloyim or something of that nature. Says the Ramo, then we're left with a Kuloi Lashem situation. So that's what the Ramo says. He says, how you Mekayim Kuloi Lashem? Says the Ramo, you can either learn all day, or you can say Tfilis all day. So the Ramo is very happy, Kuloi Lashem, to say Tfilis. Now I can accept that Limud Torah is perhaps a Kiva Mitzvah Simcha, Pekudei Hashem Yishorim, Mesam Chelei. But saying Tehillim all day, or Tefillahs all day, I wouldn't have thought, is a kiyum of mitzvahs, simcha. The Marivayel then comes down and brings down the Marivayel. Marivayel says, no, you don't need to learn, and you don't need to say Tefillahs either. Fasting is a kiyum of kuloi Lashem. Fasting is a spiritual pursuit. So therefore, you can fast all day, no learning, no dabbling, and you're mekayim kuloi Lashem. Now, I don't think anybody's going to persuade me that fasting is a kiyum of mitzvahs, simcha. Say it. Say it. Torah is a mitzvah simcha, but fasting is definitely not a kiyum of mitzvahs simcha. So we're back with our question. Mashal wants to say you're mekayim mitzvah simcha with sitting and learning, therefore you're allowed to fast. It's quite evident from the Ramon, the Marivayel, that wasn't the solution. They were quite happy with somebody saying tefillahs all day, or fasting all day. What happened to v'samachta b'chagecha? pose one more question and then perhaps suggest how we can resolve it. Balamoir says as follows. Balamoir in Pesachim says, Choyle shel moed, loinem rabahem, Choyle shel moed, Rosh Chodesh. So we got Choyle moed and Rosh Chodesh, loinem rabahem, atzeres tiyeh lachem. The pasuk atzeres tiyeh lachem is not written in relevance to Choyle moed. As we already said, atzeres tiyeh lachem is only relevant to Yom Tov, not relevant to Choyle moed. So he says, therefore, nira mizeh, she muter lis anois b'choyle shel moed. You're allowed to fast from Choyle moed. But the Balamoi says you're not to fast from Cholamoid because it doesn't say it says Tiyah Lechem. It says Tiyah Lechem is only written in relevance to Yom Tov. I didn't understand the Balamoi. It's true there's no Pasuk that says Tiyah Lechem, but there's another Pasuk. V'somachto, v'chagecho, v'yisach someach, when the Mishnah says explicitly in Daf Mem Ches and Sukkah, ha-halal v'asimcha, shmoyne, the mitzvah v'somachto is encompassing the whole of Yom Tov Cholamoid included. So how can the Balamoi tell me that I'm allowed to fast on Cholamoid? Ain't simcha no b'basa v'yayin. This is again a problem that we have. Now you could turn around and tell me that Balamoy meant that you should sit down and learn, and you mekayim mitzvah simcha with Pekudei Hashem Yisham Sanchilei. But the Balamoy doesn't say a word about sitting and learning. He says mutar lisanus b'chodesh shel moed. Full stop. So besides for the minig ha'olam that we're struggling with, we've got Rabbi Lezer who allows us to fast and seems to ignore mitzvah simcha. We have the Balamoy who tells us that we can fast on chol moed, ignoring mitzvah simcha. I think the solution is as follows. We've brought from the Gemara, at the beginning, we brought down from the Gemara that the Chayv Simcha is not only relevant to the days of Yom Tov, it's relevant to the nights as well. As it says, Akro Yisrael of Yisach Samech. Now, when we're Marbe, nights as well, what do we mean with that ribui, with this inclusion? Do we mean to say that you've got a Chayv Simcha twice in 24 hours, a Chayv Simcha by night, and a Chayv Simcha by day? That means, twice in 24 hours, you've got to take your meat and your wine, and you've got to eat and drink. Or no. What the Gemara means to say is as follows. Your Chayv Simcha is once in 24 hours. Without the ribui, I would have understood that that Chiv has to be Niskayim by day. The ribui comes to teach me, you know, if you want, you can be Mekayim it by night as well. That means, not as well, not twice. It means you've got a choice. You can either be Mekayim it by day, or you can be Mekayim it by night. Now, I found the Chazanish actually is mistapic in the Shaila. In two places, Chazanish says, I'm not sure whether the Ribui is coming to teach us that we've got to be Mekayim it's a Simcha both by day and by night, or whether the Chiyuv is, or whether the Chiyuv is structured in such a way that I've got a choice either by day or by night. I also found that Sfas Emes discusses this in Sukkot Afam Ches, and he actually says that the mitzvah simcha is only once in 24 hours, he brings rise from Rambam, and you can keep it either by day or by night, but you don't need them both. And I think that's what's in the Balamoyer. When the Balamoyer says that we're allowed to fast on Chodesh Omer because it doesn't say Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem, and we asked how it says for Samachta, the answer is as follows. Chodesh simcha you can be Mekayim by night, because it's a ribui. Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem is only by day. So Yom Tov, you can't fast because you've got your chiyuv of Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem. Chatzi Lachem, Chatzi Lachem. But on Chol HaMoed, it's not Atzeres Tiyeh Lachem. All you've got is Besamachta. And Besamachta, you've got a choice. You can either be Mekayim it by day or by night. When we speak about fasting, we're speaking about 24-hour fast, we're speaking about fasting by day. So you can Mekayim your mitzvah simcha by night, and you can fast by day. And I think this Balamoyer is the Mekor Ne'amon to what the Sfas Emes is telling us, that Chayv HaSimcha is not twice in 24 hours, it's once in 24 hours with a choice, either by day or by night. And I think that's the answer with Rabbi Lezer as well. Rabbi Lezer says, Oikul Hashem, Oikul Lechem, says, Ma Bereid Ravina, I can fast now right throughout the year, because Atzeres Hashem Alikecha gives me the license to do so. And we ask, what happened to mitzvahs? The samachta. The Torah is very, very simple. You mekayim mitzvah samachta by night, because Rabbi Lezer Mabrei Ravina definitely ate in the nights. When you say he fasted right through the year, it means he fasted by day. So he was mekayim mitzvah samachta by night, and he fasted throughout the day. If that's the case, I think that we have no problem with our minhag to have milchiks Shavuos by night, we mekayim our mitzvah simcha by day, we have our bosa v'yayin by day, and we're making the minig of eating milchiks by night, and there's no halachic problem with it at all. Everybody should conduct themselves according to their minig, but I think with those that have the minig, like I have, to feel comfortable with it. Yom Tov.